I next met with Dr. Caroline Robert from the Institut Gustave Roussy in Paris, France. And to begin, she discussed one of the most vexing challenges in the management of metastatic melanoma, first-line therapy of the patient with a BRAF V600E mutation.
Of course, the question is addressed when you have a patient with a BRAF mutant melanoma, because then you have two possibilities. Are you going to give this patient an anti-BRAF anti-MEK combination? We have a combi-add trial, which is quite a mature trial. We already have overall survival, and we already know that we have a benefit with this combination as compared with placebo. And on the other hand, we have patients who have been treated with pembrolizumab or nivolumab. So the trial for nivolumab was versus ipilimumab, which was already an effective treatment, and the trial with pembrolizumab was versus placebo. That is to say that we have also the anti-PD-1 monotherapy that can be given to this particular patient. So how are you going to choose? Honestly, now you cannot choose based on the clinical trial because we don't have the same line of evidence. The trials with anti-PD-1 are less mature. They are also positive, but we don't have the overall survival and we don't have a head-to-head comparison. But if you have the choice, I mean, this is a very debated question. I was recently at a meeting where we had, with one of my colleagues, who is also a key opinion leader, each of us had to defend one position. And honestly, I could have defended the other position because right now we don't know. I can give you an example. I had a very young patient, 18-year-old. This is rare, but we can have patients very, very young with melanoma. And this young woman had a very pejorative melanoma with a relapse, with multiple lymph nodes in the cervical area after a melanoma on the head. And this patient was BRAF mutant. The melanoma was BRAF mutant, but she had a Crohn's disease. So this is a quite easy situation. We went and gave her anti-BRAF, anti-MEK. If she did not have a Crohn's disease, I think you have, I mean, maybe some physicians are very convinced that one is better than the other, but honestly, right now, you cannot really be very convinced because of what I just said. We don't have the comparison head-to-head. And I think what is extremely important is to give your patient the most clear information, because you also have patients who would be very afraid to have an adverse event that would be permanent. Like, you know that if you give an anti-PD-1, you might have your thyroid stopping functioning and that you would have to take hormones all your life. On the other hand, with anti-BRAF, anti-MEK, you have twice as many adverse events, but it's very rare that they can persist. So you have to explain all that to your patients, and today, there is no right or good solution. Both treatments are acceptable.